You are listening to RNIB Connect Radio. Now, there is a podcast available for the blind and partially sighted Asian community called I Believe, as in the looking eye rather than I, as in me, which you can listen to. And joining me to talk about the podcast are Ashrafia Chowdhury and Saima Ashraf. Ashrafia, let's start with you. Tell us a bit more about the I Believe podcast. What is it and how did it come about?
Well, how it came about is actually came about in lockdown, and I was thinking it's the right time for people from an ethnic minority background to share their experience of sight loss from our different backgrounds. And it started off me thinking, how could this be? So I came up with several ideas, and it's changed along the journey, and then it naturally developed into podcast where different people from different ethnic backgrounds come along and we share a topic together and then we discuss the topic. So we might talk about getting ready to go out. And so people get an insight of what it's like for us, like with low vision, from low vision to complete sight loss.
We have had you on Connect Radio about 18 months or so ago. What have been some of the most recent changes to the podcast?
What we now do is we have a host with about four or five panelists. I'd say four panelists. We try to stick to a time limit so the listeners can stay focused on what we're saying. We have like rehearsals beforehand so people are prepared, so people don't get too anxious. And sometimes we even turn it into a conversation. So that's been really interesting. And we're really hoping to get some one-to-one interviews because there's a lot of people on our on in our group, I believe, that have a lot of good dating information that they share. So we thought it'd be really nice to have maybe one or two hosts to interview one another. So you've got that to look forward to. And we'll still stick to the theme. So the theme is you have a host and then you have the panelist, and then we pick a subject that could be education or what stops you using a cane, and the host will ask the question, but we're hoping to change it up so we have more conversation sort of style. So those are the sort of things that are going to be happening.
Saima, can you expand further on kind of long-term future plans for the podcast?
One of the main objectives of the podcast, in the first instance, was to inspire, empower, and share our journeys, our stories, our experiences, and challenges and barriers that we face being from a Black Asian minority ethnic community. So, I feel after having 18 episodes out there, we've covered a lot of topics. We've done a series on relationships, the challenges and barriers we face around dating, marriage, children, separation, some of the taboos that we face being from our community. So, going forward, we want to now grow the podcast. I think we have some great content out there. As I said, there are 18 episodes. They're once a month out on Spotify. And the next steps are to get the podcast out on some different platforms. So we are going to be getting it out on YouTube very soon. We are in the process of working on getting it on Apple Podcasts as well. And we hopefully we'll see how we can get some possible radio stations to play as well. So it's about growing it. It's about trying to still identify any topics that listeners might want to hear us discuss and talk about. Because, there's a lot of people who are suffering in silence. They might feel that they're the only ones who are going through what they're going through. Sight loss is very much like a bereavement. And so by hearing our stories, our journeys, hopefully that can help them ease their difficulties. And one of the biggest things that we try and build into each podcast is where we have a top tip section, where we give our hacks and tips to how we do things. And the last bit is where we end with a humorous story, so to try and make you laugh about the challenges and worries we have.
If people were maybe keen to contribute to your podcast or come on as guests or come on even as regular people, Saima, how can they go to do that?
We do have a board. As we said, Ashraf here is the founder and this is her baby. But as part of the board, there is myself, as I'm Ashraf, there's Anila Wood, and there's Pardeep Gill, who are all kind of part of the board, so they can reach out to any of us. They can email us as well, and I believe 12@gmail.com. And then they will face some vetting because we will have a conversation. We do have a kind of panelist etiquette that we want everybody to follow, just to make sure that all panelists participating offer, you know, the same standard as the others, and that's around, you know, the length of answers, etc., and how we want them to conduct themselves, just so that, you know, it's fair on all the panelists participating.
And if people wish to tune in and check out your podcast, where can they listen?
We are on Spotify. So, Ashrafi, it's the, I believe, Blind Pod, isn't it, to get onto Spotify?
That is indeed. And we have our email address.
It's ibelieve12@gmail.com.
That is brilliant. Well, Ashrafia Chowdhury and Saima Ashraf, thank you very much for coming on and telling us about your I Believe podcast here on RNIB Connect Radio.
This is an RNIB Connect Radio podcast.